means, if you want to be chokar, Rashi learns, sulam tsar. You are using now a small ladder, a narrow ladder. It's only, let's say, 2 tefachim wide. So this ladder type goes all the way up, you'll get to the top of the wall. But 2 tefachim wide is not enough. It has to be 4 tefachim wide. So now what you do, and you'll make indentions in the wall itself, you'll hollow out a hole there that you could put your foot in that hole going up also. Is that good or not? Like on both sides of the ladder, the same place we have the plank of the ladder, you'll make an indention in the wall. You'll chokak. Chokak lahashlem b'kais of a kama. How high up do you have to be mashlem in the wall going up? Rashi says, Yesulam tsar, you have a very narrow ladder. V'chokak b'kaisu mekana mekan, keneged chavkei hasulam, keneged the planks of the ladder itself. Lahashlam roichi b'dalit. So how high up do these, so you have to keep on doing it to make indentions in the wall that you can have it with the ladder straight across 4 tefachim. Omalei b'asura. You know, it has to go up 10 tefachim. So Rashi v'asura ad asura yeshlemenu. V'chivon dika b'goy v'asura roichi v'abo hevi b'shir pesach. V'yafagav d'gvoya koiso tuva leslambo. Even though the wall itself goes up much higher, or providing it doesn't go up another 10 tefachim. But even if it goes up another 5 tefachim, it doesn't matter. If you have a ladder going up that will get you to 10 tefachim, that's enough. What about Omalei chokoku kulei b'kaisel b'kama? Let's say you have no ladder here at all. All you have is just in the wall itself, you're making indentions, you're hollowing out holes in the wall that you could put your feet in there and climb up the wall. How about that? Does that give it a shame Pesach or not? Omalei molei kumosei. You know, if you do this, it's good. If you make the hole in the wall wide, 4 tefachim, and you keep on going up one hole to another hole to another hole, but here it has to be able to climb up to the top of the roof, to the top of the wall. Molei kumosei. Here it has to go up to the top of the roof, to the top of the wall. For the Moro Maishino, what's the difference? How come if you have a small ladder in between, you're saying it's enough just to go up 10 tefachim? But if there's no ladder at all, you're just making indentions in the wall, then the indentions have to be able to get you to the top of the wall. Why? Oh, Malay. Hosa mistalikle. Hocha loy mistalikle. There is gefort. A ladder. Trashiosum. Kiikas sulam. When you have a ladder there, magia la roisha kaiso noyach lalois boy. It's easy to climb up the ladder. There's really, when you use a ladder, it's easy to climb up the ladder. Just as aloha, the ladder has to be wide, 4 tefachim. So here, the way you make the ladder wide is extending the hole in the wall. But since the ladder gets you 10 tefachim wide, that's enough. Here it's not easy to get up at all. It's not easy at all to climb up the wall itself if you just have indentions in the wall. So therefore, if the holes don't get you mamash to the top of the wall, you'll be afraid to go up there. You're afraid you'll fall down. So when you only have holes in the wall, the holes have to mamash get you to the top of the wall. But if you have a ladder going up, that's easy to get up there. So if the ladder just gets you 10 tefachim high, that's enough. Boy minei Rav Yosef Merabba. Yes, the Shalaf and Rabba. Osu le'ilon sulamahu. Again, you have this wall in between two chatzeris. And they want to give it a Shem Pesach now. We have some way to get over the wall to make one Erev together. Now, what's the ladder here? The ladder is an Elon, a tree. You have a tree going next to the wall. And on the tree, you also hollowed out pieces there that it's easy to climb up the tree. There are branches there that all you got to do is almost climb up. It's almost like a ladder on the tree. The tree itself became into a ladder. What's the halacha? Elon also the Elon Sulamahu. You made the ladder for climbing up the wall was the tree. Is what's the shaila? The shaila is that's also to climb up a tree on Shabbos. So the chura is an issa using this sulam. So maybe that's why it's no good. It's not considered we have a Pesach. Lemaisa, you're not allowed to climb up this tree on Shabbos. A regular ladder, you're allowed to use. If you have a Pesach, gesunt, hey. But a tree, it's also mit rabbonin. That's the shaila mao. So the tiboy in the Rebbe, tiboy in the rabbonin. I have a shaila according to Rebbe, I have a shaila according to rabbonin. Tiboy le Rebbe, have a shayla even according to Rebbe. That what Rebbe used was the one that we had before, that Rebbe said if somebody puts the Ruvei Tchumim on top of a tree, it's kosher. The Erev Tchum is Chal. The kosher is, how can a Ruvei Tchumim be Chal on top of a tree? You're not allowed to take something off a tree on Shabbos, so you can't eat the bread on Shabbos. Why was the Erev Tchumim Chal? The Teretz was, when is the Ruvei Tchumim Chal? Bein HaShemoshes. That's when it has to be Roy Teet. Now, Rebbe Shiter is that they didn't make a gzera of shvus bein hashmoshes. So to climb up a tree is only yisim of the rabbonin. So bein hashmoshes, they didn't make the yisim of climbing up the tree. So since the ruve tchumim is chal bein hashmoshes, at that time you are allowed to climb up the tree. Therefore, the erev is chal. That was Rebbe's halacha. The fact you're doing ledva mitzvah tzmuta. So the mara ad kan like come a Rebbe Yosem kol davishum ishum shvus like gozu olov. When does Rebbe say that it's only awesome with the Rabbonin? The Rabbonin didn't make a gzera, hani mili ben hashmoshes. That's only the first few seconds of Shabbos ben hashmoshes. So true. Feruv v'tchumim, all that has to be roi teach the bread ben hashmoshes. So the ma'aseh here, even though the bread is on the tree, it's roi teach ben hashmoshes. Because ben hashmoshes is no issa shvus. Avu kula yoy malo. But here, when you want to make an eruv v'chatzera together, you want to consider these two chotzes like one. What's the pshat that like one? Either the wall dividing the two, or we say if you have a ladder, that at all times you climb up the ladder, so we consider like one, you have a Pesach here. A Pesach can't just be a Pesach for Bein HaShemoshes, the Pesach has to be for the whole Shabbos. So the Maaseh here, even Rebbe is Moedim, that when it comes Shabbos Vaday, you're not allowed to climb up the tree. So it shouldn't be a good Pesach here then. This tree is not usable the whole Shabbos. That's one svar, it's no good. Oy Dilma, no. The other svar is no. Afidu l'Rabbonin. I'll tell you, maybe it's good even according to the Rabbonin Shita. The Rabbonin Shita was that even Bein HaShemoshes, the Rabbonin make Zeris. Therefore, they say if you put an Eruv Tchumim on top of a tree, it's not Chal the Eruv Tchumim. Because at the beginning of Shabbos, you're not allowed to take off the bread off the tree. You can't use it, so the Eruv Tchumim is not Chal. That's the Rabbonin Shita. But maybe here it's better. You know why? Tizchahu. Lamaisa, there is a Pesach here. Lamaisa, this wall, the Vard and the Tuchatzerim, is not such a good wall. Because there is a way to climb over the wall. You have a tree here, and it's climbable, you climb up the tree, it's called Yad HaPesach here. Noviyarihu deravyale. The Pshat is an Ister upon the tree, true. The Rabbanan said you're not allowed to use this Pesach. The Moshe is like you have a door here, and for some reason the Rabbanan would say you can't use the door. Maybe it's still called one Chatzer though. Because the Maisa, there is a Pesach to go over it. But if there's an Issa, means like there's a lion on top of the Pesach saying, don't use me. The Rabbanan said on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use such a Pesach. So that's the Shiloh. But Lamaisa, there is a Pesach there. So maybe, is this Chos considered like one? Yes, it's considered like one. Because Lamaisa, they could climb over. Even though you're not allowed to, you're not supposed to. But since it could be, maybe that's called a Pesach. That was a Shiloh. That's the Shiloh. On a Pesach that's also to use, is it still called a Pesach or not? When you're using a tree, is it still called a Pesach or not? That's one Shiloh. But another Shiloh yes was, what about Asua La'asher Rasulim? You know what type of a tree you made for the ladder? Anatze Asherah. An Avodah Zarah. A tree that the Goyim use for Avodah Zarah. So here the mice, it's not just an Issa Midi Rabbonin. There's an Issa Midi Raisi, not allowed to have Hanoah for Anatze Asherah. A tree that the Goyim worship to make into Avodah Zarah, it's also Banoah. Mal, what's the loch here? Is Tiboy the Rabbi Yehuda, Tiboy the Rabbonin? Well, clear the Shalah Zai according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Zai according to Rabbonin. Rabbi Yehuda Shita before was that if you put Yeruve Tchumim in a Beisak forest, it's Chal. Even though a Beis HaKvaros is also Hanor, you're not allowed to have Hanor from a mace or from the Kever either, still the Erev Tchum is Chal. And we said there, because you're not called, you're having any Hanor. No, the vote is just the Erev is Chal. Once the Erev is Chal, it's Chal. It's not called, you're having real Hanor from the Beis HaKvaros. Is Tiboy the Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan loikam Rabbi Yehuda Hossam. When did Rabbi Yehuda say it's mutter to make an Eruv Tchumim and put it in the Beis HaKvaros? Even though a Beis HaKvaros is also Hanor, the mutter liknois bias misuri Hanor. That's only because Eruv Tchum is the pshat is, the Hanor is, you have to be crying the shrisa there, that's all. So that's not called really having Hanor. Like Mefrat, since it's called the Dvar Mitzvah, use Eruv Tchumim, it's not considering having Zaitik Hanor. Like Rashi says, Hossam, Rashi says, Hokhisin Hossamu, the Bosa, the Kornalei, Erev Lanichalei, the Linter. Means Laichbaslei Bishmurosai. You don't want that your bread should be watched in the Beis HaKvaros. You're not having any Hanor really from the basic forest. Just the fact that at the beginning of Shabbos, the Erev is Chal. That's not called Hanor. The fact you get a din to walk another Alpayim Amah. Because the purpose you're making the Mubet Chumim is to be able to do a Dvar Mitzvah, and the Klal is Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitna. Therefore, even though you put your Mubet Chumim down in the basic forest, and the Beis HaKvaros is also Hanor, still we say the Erev is Chal. Because it's not called you having any direct Hanor from the Beis HaKvaros. You don't care if the bread gets watched there, it gets watched, because even if it gets lost, so what? Once the Erev is Chal, let the bread get lost. I the Erev Eschal, that's called the Dvar Mitzvah. So tomorrow, so the Marad Lashon is, Adkan, like come Rabbi Yehuda Hossam, the Mutlik, the Vesu Surah Noam, El Hossam, the Bossa, the Karnalei Erev, Loi Nichon Lei Delinter. There, once the Din Erev Eschal, you don't care that the bread should be watched there the rest of the Shabbos, so it's not called Yavig Anof on the Basic Boris. Oy Dilma, that's the Surah why it should not be good. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Even according to Rabbonim, let's say if you put your Erev Tchumim in a Beis HaKvaris, the Erev Tchumim is not Chal. Because they say, no, it's still called you're having Hanor from the Beis HaKvaris, and Erev can't be Chal. I tell you, that's Tafka over there. Mashen Kein Pischahu. Here, Lamaisa, there is a Pesach. Lamaisa, there is a tree that you could climb up the tree and get over this wall. So Lamaisa, you have a way to get over the wall. But I read the Ravulate, still it's the same Shaila. I, there's an Issa, the Raisa to have Anor. That's called like a lion is standing there telling you don't do it. You're afraid to go up the tree because of a lion is there. But Lamaisa, it's still called the Pesach. So maybe here, for Erev's Chatzeris, it still looks like it's one Chatzer. Because Lamaisa, what's break, what's stopping us? This wall? No, I don't look at the wall. There's a tree, I can climb up the tree. I, you're not allowed to do it. So what? But Lamaisa, they still called the Pesach there. So that's the Shaila. Do you say this for or not? So the Gemara Omalei, Ilan Mutter, where it's only Yosim and the Rabbonim to climb up the tree, it's only Yosef Shvus, that we say no, the Svar is, it's still called a Pesach, just the Rabbonim said, don't do it, that doesn't share, that doesn't take away the Shem Pesach Shabbat. It's still called, you could go over this Mechitza. Ma'ashen ken v'yasher asura, but Asherah, that's Osir and no Midiraisa, something that's Osir Midiraisa, that's a Chom Medik Yisra, that we say no, we don't see a Pesach here at all. Maskalor Rav Chizda, Ad Rav, I'll tell you what, just the opposite. Elon, she'issa Shabbos goyim loy nisasur. Ramonashoch, Elon, why can't you climb up the tree? It's alochin Shabbos. Good, it's only a din de Rabbonin. But the Rabbonin said, machas a shmus of Shabbos, we don't want you to be mishtamish with the tree. Because it's the gzera, maybe you pull off a branch when you're on the tree. But it's alochin hilcha Shabbos. Now, a ruvi chatzeris is also alochin hilcha Shabbos. So since the Hilcha Shabbos Nikodin says you can't use this tree, that's a svar to say for any Hilcha Shabbos, it's not usable. So you can't use this tree for Pesach either. Mashenkein, Ashera, Shisa Dovracha Gormloi, this Ashera, this Getzke tree. The reason why it's Osa Banor, it's not as Hilcha Shabbos, it's Osa Banor, there's a Vaitike Issa here. Maybe Loi Nisasar, maybe that doesn't stare. Maybe since Nagei is Hilcha Shabbos, it would be mutter to use this tree, so it's this called the Pesach. It's made like a test for Pumfakert, that an Ashera should be mutter, and a regular tree should be Osa. So he answered back, Itma Nami, Ki Yossi Rav and Amrav Loza, V'yamrilo Amrav Avu Amrav Yechinin, Kol Se'isa Shabbos Gorim Loi Osir. If the only reason why you can't use the tree is because it's an Issa Shabbos, like the same time climbing up the tree, the Issa Shabbos stops you, so B'zoi we say it's Osir, you can't make an Erev Chatzeris here. Erev Chatzeris is also Aloch in Hilcha Shabbos, and Hilcha Shabbos, since you're not allowed to use this tree, we don't see for Pesach, we don't see you have a means of climbing over this wall. If the tree is made up from an asherah, it's a getchka, it's an avodah zarah. So the reason why you can't use the tree is machmas yisra ma'anor shaboy, the yiraisa, that's a separate yisra, it's mutter, then you are allowed to climb up it. And Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Masni Hochi. No, Elon, Yishno, Plukto, the Rebbe Rabbonin, he holds both as told in the same machloikis. A tree is told in the machloikis like a Rebbe in the Rabbonin. And Asherah is also Plukto, Rebbe Yudzi, the Rabbonin. He says, no, it's totally Zebizim. That if you could use something that's also Bano, it's totally in the machloikis, Rebbe Yudzi, the Rabbonin. So there are a few different sheetahs here. Think about Locha, we're Machman, both of them. To say both of them is no good. A little bit of Kashim here is, what do you mean to say that the Atse Asherah is called the Zaitik Yisr? Good, it's good, it's that's it. I mean, a little of the shaila is that the tree here, the Atz Pasha, it's a tree, this Asherah. So even though it has a new Yisra D'Raisa because of the Atz Asherah, but it should also have the Yisra Rabbanon though. Negeit Hilcha Shabbos also was Hilcha Shabbos. Like, it's not worse than any other tree. True, this tree has a separate Yisra. It's Atz Asherah, it's also Manoah. But the Chur should have the regular Yisra also, Yisra Shabbos also. And the Gemara's Marsh Manoah, the Atz Asherah has a Milo. Because Negeit the Shabbos is no Yisra here. It's only a separate Yisra. It's an Yisra Avoy Dezori not to use it. But Hilcha Shabbos is usable. Why is it usable with Hilcha Shabbos? It's a tree. A tree is not usable. Zayin maybe you say it's talking about this Atzia Sher was cut down. It's not Mechubel Karka. So therefore, if it's not Mechubel Karka, there wouldn't be an Issa Shabbos on using it. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says Atzia Sher, a regular tree you used. Right? Zayin, you have to say it means this tree was cut off, not Mechubel. Right. So that's the Mishnah. Charitz Shebein Beis Chatzeres. If you have two chotzes, and instead of having a mechitza dividing it, there's a ditch in between them. Omuk Yud, the ditch goes down Yud Tvachim, Vareichav Abo, and it's wide for Tvachim. So that has a din like a mechitza. And the din is Ma'arvin Shnayim Ve'en Ma'arvin Echad. These two chatzerim have to make two separate Eruv Chatzeres, because there's like a mechitza dividing the two of them. There's a special Rishus HaYachad in between the two of them, and they can't make one Eruv together, because there's a mechitza, something's mastic in between them. They marvin echud. Afilo mole kashre tevin. What about you fill up the ditch, you put inside straw and tevin, and type of wheat you put inside there? What's going to be the locha? Still, it's not mamayit, because straw is movable. You'll just take it out of the ditch. We still consider the ditch there. The Rashi says, Afilo mole tevin bakash. Lav steamy, that's not called you filled up the ditch. Delay mevatu lehosim. People don't leave it there. The seifel itloy. You're going to take it away, the straw. You're going to use it. So it's not called a bittel. What about molei ofer etzroiris? Let's say you filled up the ditch with dirt and pebbles and stones. Then marvin echad. That's called poshut, a good bittel. So you don't have the ditch here anymore. Now it's called flat ground. So there's no mechitz in between the two chatzerim. So gzuntait, make one eruv chatzeris. Is marvin echad and vein marvin shnayim. They're not allowed to make two separate eruv chatzeris, because there's nothing dividing the two. It's almost one big open chatzer. What about Nosin Olav Nasir Shirochav Abo Tochen? Let's say you have the ditch here, between the two chatzerim, that's the Rishus HaYochad, this ditch, it's deep down Yud Tvachim, and it's wide Fort Tvachim, so it's called two chatzerim, but you know you make a Pesach here, push a Pesach, put a piece of wood, a plank of wood, over it, straight across, that you can walk, like a bridge, walk straight over it. So if the piece of wood is Fort Tvachim wide, then it's called a good Pesach. You have two platforms, two balconies coming out. Also, you have like two houses, and there's a shusharab in between, and you have two balconies sticking out, one next to the other. And you put a piece of wood straight across it, like a bridge to walk straight across, is marvin shnayim. If they want to, they could make two separate eruv chatzeros. Because the ma'aseh, there is a ditch, there is a rishus yachad in between them. You're only putting a bridge over one part of the ditch, but we still have a shein mechitza here. Like, so if they want to, they could make two separate eruv chatzeros. V'yimrotzu marvin echad. But if they want to, since there is like a pesach, there is this four tefachim of a bridge that you can walk over the ditch. That's called like a pesach, and they could make one eruv chatzeros together if they want to. V'yimrotzu marvin echad. What about Tochus Mikan? Let's say this plank, this bridge going over is less than 4 Tvachim wide, so that's not called the Pesach. Then the din is Marvin Shnayim Ve Marvin Echad. They would have to make two separate Eruv Chatzeris, they're not going to make one Eruv. Because since there is this ditch in between, it's called like a Mechitza, the Rosh Yochid. How do you get over it? A Mokum less than Gimel Tvachim wide is not called a Pesach. So you don't have a Pesach across, you can only make two Eruv Chatzeris and not one. So the Gemara. The tevin lechayit, our Mishnah says, if you fill up this ditch with straw, it's not called filling up. It's still called the hole is there. The tevin lechayit, the tevin, it's not called a steamer, like Rashi says. Lechayit means lesosim. Is that true that filling up a ditch with straw, the or tevin, with wheat, does not fill it up? But anan tanan, we learned, mi tevin shebein shtei chatzeris. If you have a wall, like made up of tevin, of straw, of wheat, Shevein shtei chatzeris, gevoya asar tefachim, you have mamash a pile of wheat, piled up, that's 10 tefachim high, and its mamash goes across the whole length of the chatzer. So this pile of tevin wheat divides the chatzer in here. Is alocha marvin shnayim vein marvin echad. It's considered a good mechitza. And male, this chatzer now is divided in two, they can't make one chatzer eruv, they have to make two separate eruvs. So you see, a mechitza made from tevin, a straw, is called a good mechitza. There also, if you fill up the hole with tevin, why doesn't it take away the ditch? Rabbi is no tushto. Linyin mechitza, kula yamalai pliga deva mechitza. The gate to make the separation is true. Close them onto the separation, you can't walk through this pile now, that's called a separated. There's two separate chaserim here. You can't walk straight across. Even though you could take away this pile anytime you want, so what? But right now, it's not walkable to walk straight across. That's called a good mechitza. Mashenken. Avolinian Chatzitza. But here we're talking about there's a ditch there. The ditch gets the shame with Shusa Yochid. It's like there's a mokum dividing these two chotzes. It's a bottle chayitz. If you put something there that you mavato, you leave it there, loyal and void, that's called a good fema. The loy bottle chayitz. If you put something like Tevin, you're just storing it there, since we know you can take it away, you can't take away that mokum that's there. So you still have a ditch here, and this ditch has its own shame with Shusa Yochid that's dividing between the two chatzerim, so you still have a ditch here. There's a difference if you want to take away a ditch, or you still want to make a division. If you still have the pile of straw going straight up, lamais, you can't walk through it. So it's called dividing. You have two separate chatzerim here. That's called a good mechitza. Mashenkin, when you have a charitz, you have this ditch that's the own Rishus Yochid. If you want to be mevatel, take away the Rishus Yochid, that's only good if your mamash have something that you mevatel there. Right. Molayof, what about if you put dirt there, or else pebbles, tzroiris? That's called a good steamer. That clogs up this charitz, and it's called like one chotzer. So the more we have stoma, even mashman and mishnah, even if you just put the dirt down this time, you didn't have a ferish and dash, you're going to leave the dirt there, loyal and void. You stam, put down a pile of dirt. That's also good. But the more about now, we learn out like that. Bayesh milu tevin etroiris. If you have a house, that there's a mace inside the house, and you started to fill up the house with wheat, with tevin etroiris, even with pebbles. Ubitloi. And your mavato, you decided to leave the pebbles in the house, is alocha bottle. Then it's called bottle in the house. And alocha was like this. If you have a mace in the house, close the man, there's a tefach between the mace and the roof. The roof is called an oil. That doesn't let the tumma go up on top of the roof. But if I care, the oil keeps the tumma down. The tumma just spreads out and comes down in the house. If you have a mace here, anything in this room becomes tummy. Why? The tumma goes up the ceiling, hits the ceiling, can't go over, can't go through it, then it just goes all around and comes down. What about if the house is filled up on top of the mace, that there's no pesach tevach, there's no ear of a tefach between the mace and the ceiling? That's not called an oil then. And not called an oil means the tumma just shoots up. That's called tumma bakas v'yoyla. The tumma just shoots up and keeps on going straight up. It doesn't go across and come down anymore. It goes straight up. It's not called an oil. To give something an oil on top of a tent on top means there has to be at least space of a tefach between the mace and the oil. Then the oil stops the tumma from going up. Because the man has clogged up the mace, or else there's dirt here that's clogged up mamet to the roof, then there's no oil there, then the tumma shoots up. So now here, you have a house, the mace inside it, and then we start to throw stones in the house. So we made now the house mamet clogged up with stones to the top. So that's called the good bitul. There's no more air here. So it's not called the good oil. But it says no. If you put the tzrayus there, it's only if you put it there, I'm going to ask them about it there. You need the ferish or das, I'm going to leave it here. But mistam, it's no good. So it's a tzira. The more bitul in. Only if you put the stones down, you have das to leave it there. Then we say it's called the good steamer. Of a lay bitul lay. If you don't have a ferish or das to leave the stones there, you just put the stones there.